post position number three. We, Art Sherman, trainer, and I, we discussed it, and we were happy from three anywhere out. So post position three is good. We were hoping to get five, but we're happy with three. That's good.
You want to be close to the middle, away from the rail, I guess.
Yeah, because, you know, this is tight turn track, so the further away you are from the rail, you know, the better off you're going to be, because some of these horses to the inside may kind of miss the turn and kind of come out to you, and you won't be going out that far. So, yeah, we're good with it. We're very good.
As for the odds, you're the heavy favorite at 3-5. You told me something earlier about that.
Well, you know, if you look at the past performances, Kentucky Derby, the horse who wins the Kentucky Derby always comes into the Preakness as a favorite.
Sure.
And we knew that was going to happen. 3-5, I honestly believe it may be a little lower than that come race day. I'm hoping we'll get like 99-1 on him, but I don't think that's going to happen. So we'll take it as we get it.
How do you like Pimlico?
Class act from the time we got here. We've got a driver. They provided us with a driver and a chauffeur and, you know, the hotel that they put us up in. I'll tell you what, Churchill Downs, you can take a lesson from these folks here at Pimlico. You really can, because they know how to treat the people that are bringing the horses to these tracks so the public can see these horses run and enjoy these animals. You Churchill Downs, you need to take a lesson here.
Do you get a chance to enjoy what's going on around you, or is it all work for you and for Art and for the whole team?
No, actually, we just got in last night, well, early this morning, actually. We had a delay in Louisville, which is in, you know, just right down the road from Churchill Downs.
Sure.
The airport is. But ever since we got here, our driver, John, he's just been fantastic. He's been Johnny on the spot, literally, Johnny on the spot.
All right, Steve Coburn, good luck to you on Saturday. We appreciate it. Thanks for your time. Steve Coburn, the co-owner of California Chrome, which is the Kentucky Derby winner and the heavy favorite. Let's go over some of the other post positions. At number one, Dynamic Impact, owned by Mark Case and owned by John Oxley, trainer Mark Case, at 12-1. In the number two slot, General A-Rod, and that's at a 15-1 shot. As we told you, California Chrome, the heavy favorite, post position number three at 3-5. Ring Weekends, the Grand Motion trained horse, is at number four at 20-1. Post position number five, Bairn, one of the four horses to arrive today, and that's going to be risen by local favorite Rosie Napravnik. That's at 10-1. Number six, Rhea Antonio, the only filly in the race. Tom Amos is the owner. They're at 30-1. Tom Amos wishes his horse were at 50-1, and he predicts that his horse is going to have a much better race than the odds allow. So if you're looking for a long shot bet, perhaps it's Rhea Antonio. At number seven, it's Kid Cruz. They're at 20-1. Social Inclusion, Ron Sanchez's horse, great horse, 5-1. They're at post position number eight. Post position number nine is Pablo Del Monte. That's at 20-1. And post position number 10, Billy Gowans trained Ride On Curlin at 10-1. Now, there's a great party going on here. What happens after this ceremony, and the ceremony, the post position draw, it's rather an old-fashioned ceremony. They draw little pills with numbers out of an old big red bottle. They take the horse selection, matches the host, matches the horse to the post position. Everybody gets a chance to take their picture around the Woodlawn vase, the million-dollar Woodlawn vase. Everybody gets a picture with Miss Racing. We all did that. And they're celebrating tonight. Tomorrow, there's going to be the alibi breakfast. The owners and trainers offering their alibis is why they won't win the race. And, of course, on Friday, it's Black Eyed Susan Day, highlighted by the Black Eyed Susan Stakes and all the fillies racing. We will have coverage of that on Maryland's News Now, 3 to 6. And, of course, Preakness Day, day-long coverage on WBL. Starts with the Jimmy Mathis Show at 7 o'clock. By the way, if you're coming here tonight afterwards, the crab cakes. I would go for the crab cakes, Conrad. Back to you.
Robert, thank you so much. Live from Pimlico, our very own Robert Lang, giving us an idea what's going on the pole positions.